Katie Ringsmith calls from the old Alaska Packers Association cannery in South Naknek. She and her cohorts are in a building called the White House, where the superintendent used to live. She admires the architecture.
It's Victorian style. It has the high ceilings and tug and groove siding. Original wood is still in some of the floors. It tells a story of historic fire at one time up in the rafters.
Ringsmith is at the cannery with fellow historian Bob King and a National Park Service architect. The trio is examining the buildings as part of their effort to determine whether the cannery is eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. The cannery is one of the oldest in Alaska and the first built on Bristol Bay's Naknek River.
It began as a saltery for Arctic packing. It was very quickly transformed into a cannery by the Alaska Packers Association. And, of course, the Alaska Packers has very important historical significance to Alaska and even beyond.
The White House is still used as an office by owner Trident Seafoods, but most of the buildings the trio has explored are no longer in use.
Literally, beauty hides in plain sight here. You really gain an appreciation for the people who built this place, the skill set, the wisdom that they brought to these buildings. You could see the personal connection that goes back 100 years. When you walk through the bunkhouses, you get a real sense still of the people who labored at this cannery. I mean, even the graffiti left behind is a detail, a small echo of the people who really shouldered this industry.
For Ringsmith, the project is partly a professional endeavor and partly a personal one. Her father, Gary Johnson, was the last of the APA superintendents.
I was 4 the first time I came up to the cannery, and I spent my childhood summers roaming the beaches and getting donuts at Mug Up, and then I worked my way through college sliming fish at the cannery. I worked in the egg house, I worked on the slime line, even worked in the kitchen for a little while, laundry. I owe a lot of my academic professional career to this cannery.
In fact, she says the people involved in the cannery helped spark her interest in history. Her father suffered a severe head injury in a boating accident in 1994 and had to abruptly retire. The hospital waiting room, she says, is where she learned about her father from his many visitors.
Fishermen came to see him. People who lived here at the village came to see him. It was really through those stories that I gained an appreciation for this place beyond just a summer camp mentality.
To qualify for the registry, a building has to be at least 50 years old and meet at least one of 4 criteria. Does it reflect an important period in American history? Is it associated with a significant person or group? Does it have architectural significance?
And finally, will it yield more information down the road? I can say pretty confidently that the cannery here meets not just one, but probably all of the criteria.
Despite that proclamation, what happens next is still up in the air. Applying for the registry would probably require more field work. But first, they'll talk to owner Trident Seafoods and the community to gather input. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.